this morning, we're reading in through the Bible in a year, and we landed today on Psalm 74. Now, I don't know how many of you have already done your reading for the day. How many of you who've read know that no way am I going to be using that for an opening into worship, right? It was Asaph's psalm, and honest to goodness, when you're down and out, you got a friend there, go read Psalm 74, and you won't feel like you're all alone, okay? And you'll know what to do with all your frustrations. But I went back to yesterday's psalm. And now I know that it was absolutely the right thing to do, because we love to flow in the Spirit. We love to flow in the Spirit. Joseph, I want you to turn to Psalm 73, verse 28, because if this isn't a confirmation of being a living witness, I've never heard it. So we can say, but it is good for Joseph to draw near to God. In other words, he was seeing these people at the hospital, but he wasn't just standing there as Joseph. He was standing there with God in him, embracing every bit of character of God and letting it flow through him. But it is good for me to draw near to God. Joseph put his trust in the Lord God, that he may declare all thy works. He was declaring the works of God the Father by simply being there and being in the Lord's presence. And it impacted lives. So we can say, hallelujah, Joseph. Praise God. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know you've obeyed God? Amen. Double portion. Amen. Amen. So let's take a deeper look. It is good for me, and it's good for you. Now you put in your own name. It is good for you. What does it mean to be good? It's better. It's best. It's even merry. It's beautiful. To be glad. It's pleasant and sweet to draw near to God. Amen. I love that. It's pleasant and sweet. What does draw near mean? It means to approach him, to be in his presence. And it is very good, very pleasant, very sweet for us to put our trust in him, to run to him for refuge, for shelter, and hope. And as we run into him for those things, there's a persona and a presence that comes in us, because we're at rest. We're at rest, and therefore we can minister to other people. Amen. And to declare means to tell, declare, to number, to show forth, to speak, to account for. I think there's another one here, if I can get my page. To commune with, to reckon, and to celebrate. We can celebrate him in declaring his works. Amen. And his works are his business, his workmanship, his stuff, his ministry, his deputyship, his employment or work or his labor. In other words, all those things. We're talking about all that God does. And we can witness and declare and celebrate to others what God has done for us. So then we come to the message, this is the old New Living Bible. Not the one that's published today, but the first one that was published, the first Living Bible. And it says, but as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me. Amen. That's exactly what our brother in this congregation did in his times at that hospital. Amen. He got as close to Jesus as he could. It shows that he'd chosen him, and he told people, just by his very being and his words, the wonderful ways that God had rescued him. Let's stand and let's say this from the old new Living Bible. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me. Glory, hallelujah, let's sing about it.